Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting second. The center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting third. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Casey Kendale. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Xavier Hernandez. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Xavier Hernandez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Armstrong. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Eric Yelding batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yelding hits a pop-up into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Young hits a line drive into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin bunts towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Neill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sabo hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ester for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Scott Scudder now pitching. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kendall for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Xavier Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Scott Scudder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudder takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scudder moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. Larkin bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. Scudder moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morris is walked intentionally. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Hernandez covering. Safe. Scudder scores. Hatcher scores. Morris moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yelding is 0-for-1 in the game. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reed for the out. Benzinger moves to second. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ester is 0-for-1 in the game. Ester takes first base on ball 4. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Scott Scudder. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 0 for 0 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. Larkin steals second. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a line drive into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rick Mahler now pitching. Luis Quiñones now playing third base. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. 1 out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Tuffy Rhodes pinch hits for Xavier Hernandez. Tuffy Rhodes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0 for 2 in the game. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Clancy now pitching. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ester takes first base on ball 4. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biggio is 0 for 2 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Biggio reaches second base with a double. Young moves to third. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Biggio scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Reed and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 2 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Biggio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Caminiti pinch hits for Jim Clancy. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caminiti strikes out. Two outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0 for 3 in the game. Yelding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brian Meyer now pitching. Billy Bates pinch hits for Rob Dibble. Billy Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Biggio strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.